Okay, Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Aleph. We are currently on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis at the two dots, about 10 or 12 lines up. Amar Rava bar Mechasia, Amar Rav Chama bar Guri, Amar Rav. La'olam al Yishana Adam Bino Bein Habanim. A person shouldn't treat one son differently than other sons. Shebishvil Mishkal Shnei Slayim, because of the value of two slayim. Milas Shenasan Yaakov Yosef Yosef Mishar Banov, right? Well, he gave him, what did he give him? A technicolor dream coat, as the translation goes. So because he gave him a coat, it was worth Shnei Slayim, more than his sons. His Kanubo Echov, his brothers got jealous, his Galgal Hadavar, and one thing led to another. Viardu Avosenu Mitzrayma, look what it led to. So don't show favoritism amongst your children. Krova here means not near, but it means relatively young. Person should live in a city who is newly settled, that whose years has not gone on yet. Shemitokshe Yeshivasa Krova Avonose Muatim, because when a city that's newly founded, its sins are not so much. Shenamar, as Pazuk says, and Pazuk Gemara brings a proof from Lot. Hinei ha'ir azos krova lanus shama v'him mitzar. Lot is saying to the angels took Lot out of, if you remember, the angels take Lot out of stone. They're running to the mountains, they're in the mountains, and they say, come run to the mountains. And Lot says, no, please, let me go to a place called Mitzar. And he calls it krova. So the Gemara says, my krova. What do you mean it's krova? Ilem krova de mikro v'zuta. If you tell me it's actually close, and it's small, hakachazilu. Right, they're looking at it. If you remember the tukum there, they're literally by the mountains. Right, they're overlooking the city. Right, the angels can see the city. It's elamitokshi yeshivasa krova of anosea mitzarin. Right, Lot was saying that no, it's a younger city than Sodom. It has less sins, and therefore let me run over there. I'm Rabbi Avin Mikra. How do you know that it was younger than Sodom? I'll prove it to you. The pasuk says, "Dechtiv imelta na shama." Let me run there, please. No, the gematria nun v'chad, right? Nine gematria is 51. Ahave. V'shal Sodom nun ubeis. And Sodom was actually 52 years old. How do you know it was 52 years old? And the Gemara explains. Shalvasa, the piece of Sodom, was chavva, was 26 years. Dechtiv, the pasuk says, shtemasar shana avdu kadar la'omer, shlosh esrei shana maradu, uvarabah esrei shana abak kadar la'omer, it took all the kings, etc., etc. So that pasuk over there, talking about the war of the four kings versus the five kings, so the pasuk says, it's actually often misunderstood, 12 years Sodom served kadar la'omer, not in the 13th year they rebelled, but for 13 years they rebelled. And in the 14th year, then Kedar la'omer came with all of his kings. So you see that there were 26 years of unrest. Either they were serving Kedar la'omer, or they were rebelling against him. But that's 26. And 26 years, it was peaceful. Okay. Fine. V'amar Rava bar Mechasi Amar Rav Chama bar Guri Amar Rav Kol Ir Shegagosea Gvohin Besa Knesses. If a city has its roofs that are taller than the shuls, L'sof Chorva, inevitably it will be destroyed. Because remember the pasuk says, L'Romeim Es Besa Lokinu L'Hamidas Chorva Seinim. V'Hani Mili Bebatim, and that's only by the houses. Avo V'Kashkashi V'Avravi. Some sort of fortification. If those are both, I think, fortifications, Rashi writes, Biro Nisim Migdalim, right? If the fortifications are taller than the shuls, Leislanba, that's not a big deal, that's fine. The implication is, right, again, because a person builds his own home, right, if he builds it higher than a shul, so that's already Gaivadik, but if you need the fortifications, that's fine. Amra Vashi, Ana Avdi Lamasa Machasia Delo Charva. Right, so Rav Ashi says, I made sure that in Masa Mechasia would not be destroyed because I was Rav Ashi was the Rosh Shiva over there, and he made sure that the homes were not built greater than the base medrash or the shuls. The Gemara says I have a hacharva. So it says small minor details. Masa Mechasia was destroyed. So the Gemara says also avon lo charva. Yeah, it wasn't destroyed for that chait. It was destroyed for another chait. Amar Rav Bar Machasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guya Amar Rav, right? A bunch of statings, a bunch of teachings here in a row. Tachas Yishmael v'lo Tachas Nachri. If a person has to work, it's better to work for a Yishmaeli, right, an Arab, as opposed to a Nachri. Nachri here means from Zaro Shel Esav, the Edomim. Apparently the Edomim, the Romans, I guess, were more cruel, Rashi writes, Rishon Yosef, they're more cruel than the Ishmaelites, the Aravim. Takas Nachri v'lo Takas Chaver, it was better to work for an Edomi than, you know, what was worse than an Edomi? So a Chaver, Rashi writes, a Chaver is a nation amongst the Persians, maybe one of the Persian nations. It's better to work for the Edomi as opposed to a Persian. Takas Chaver v'lo Takas Talmud Chacham, it's better to work for one of these Persians than for a Talmud Chacham. Rashi explains, because you might mess up, right? Im yakinitenu, yanishenu. Right, it's very hard to serve a Talmud Chacham, give him his appropriate kavod all the time. And the Gemara says, it's still better Talmud Chacham, takas Talmud Chacham, still better to work for Talmud Chacham, below takas yosem v'almana, as opposed to working for a yosem v'almana, because if you mess up, so Rashi explains that you know, they will cry out to Kosh Baruch Hu, and Kosh Baruch Hu listens to the, you know, Oev Mishma Gever Yasam Almana, right? Kosh Baruch Hu always takes care of Yasam Almana, and if you don't treat them properly, so you'll have problems. V'amarav bar Mechasi, Amarav Chama bar Guri, Amarav Kol Choli V'lo Choli Me'ayim. I would love to have whatever illness I'm going to have. Just please don't give me an illness of the stomach. Kol Kei V'lo Kei V'lev. Any pains except for a pain in the heart. Kol Mechush V'lo Mechush Rosh. Any, I guess that's an ache, as opposed to a headache. Kol ra v'lo isha ra. And give me any evil except for an evil wife, right? These are apparently the worst things that a person can be afflicted with. All right. Amar Rav bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Guri, Amar Rav, im yu kol hayomim dio, if all of the days were ink, v'agamim kulmusim, and the agam is a swamp. All the swamps were quills, v'shamayim yirios, and the skies were parchment, v'kol b'nei adam lavlerin, and all of the people in the world were scribes, ein maspikin l'chtov chalal l'shal rashus. They would not be able to write down and understand and explain the depth of, or the extent to which the government, rashus here, not as rishus, but rashus with the kamats, the government, the inner workings of the government. I mean, there's always stuff going on behind the scenes. Pirkei Avos, in the first paragraph, I think, warns people not to get involved with the government. There's so many things going on. Certainly we see that in our day. So much politics, so much complications. Nothing is ever as it seems. And that's what the Gemara says. Ein chadash tachas Hashemes, as the Gemara says, it's straight up right here. My crow, what's the pasuk that teaches me? Amar Rav Meshoshia, Shemayim Larom, Ve'eretz La'omek, Ve'lev Malachim Ein Cheker. That's the end of the pasuk. Lev Malachim Ein Cheker. You can never really truly understand the hearts of the kings, what's going on behind the scenes in the government. V'amar Rava bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Guri, Amar Rav, Yafet Tainis L'cholom Ke'ish L'Na'ores. If a person has a bad dream, a fast is so good, it's so good for it, it's effective, it's able to cancel it out, just like fire that will burn flax. Provided that, you know, you should fast on that day. From Rabbi Yosef, Hafila b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. This is the Gemara, the Makor, that a Tainus Cholom overrides Shabbos. We know that obviously it's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, and the one exception is a Tainus Cholom. Agav, I did, and that would be, the implication would be, if you had a really terrible dream Friday night, so a person would fast on Shabbos the following day, as the Gemara will explain, right? It has to be right away. It's only effective if you do it that day. I will just give a personal example. I did have actually a really bad dream. I don't remember the details actually. Mm-hmm. But I do remember having a bad dream maybe like a year ago, year and a half ago, and I went to the Rav of Klagsbald that next morning, and I asked him what the minhag is. And he said the minhag nowadays is not to fast a Tainus Cholom, even though it is brought down Shulchan Aruch, on Shabbos specifically, right? You can do Tainus Cholom during the week, but specifically the minhag is not to do Tainus Cholom on Shabbos, rather just to give some tzedakah and daven and say the hiratzon that you say during the duchening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You can find it for sure in the Art Scroll Machzorim, and perhaps and for sure in other ones also. There's a Yiratzon over there about dreams. But anyway, the Gemara here says that a fast is good for a bad dream, and even on Shabbos, a person can fast for a bad dream. Rabbi Yeshua Breder of Idi Igla Lebei Rav Ashi, Avdi Le Igla Tilsa, and Rabbi Yeshua was served this cow born third to its mother. It's supposed to be the best type of, the best meat is a third born cow. Apparently the first two cows are less valuable. I don't know. Okay, whatever. Then he served them this delectable dish. Unrule lito marmidi. He said to have something to eat. No, unfortunately, I'm fasting. Unrule velo savrele mar. But don't you hold the hadar of Yehuda? Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda love adam taniso porea. A person is allowed to loan or borrow his fast, meaning, and pay it back. Meaning, you can always, if for whatever reason you start a fast and either you can't handle it or something comes up, a person can always make it up. You can just kind of push it off and do it later. So Amalei Tainis Cholam, no, it's a Tainis Cholam. Amar Rav Bar Machazi, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guri Marav, Yofi Tainis Cholam Keish Lan Ores, Amar Rav Chisto Bo Bayom, Amar Rav Yosef Afilu B'Shabbos. So you see that a Tainis Cholam is only effective the day after. Okay. If he started any of these actions, if you remember on the Mishnah we had where was that Mishnah? We had a Testament base maybe. It's already on Testament base. Is it that far away? Yeah, Testament base. So if you did any of these actions before Mincha, we said that you don't stop, but you would stop for Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, "Atanei le'Reisha in Mafsikin." But didn't the Reisha, didn't the beginning, if you notice the beginning of the Mishnah, if you just to read it back, it says, v'meschilu in mafsikin, if you began any of these activities, you don't stop. And then it says, mafsikin le kriyashma, v'meschilu in the tefila, that you do stop for kriyashma and not for tefila. Well, so it's kind of like a contradiction, right? Do you stop or not? So Gemara says, seifa son of divrei Torah. No, the seifa is talking about divrei Torah. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, chaverim sheyu oskim b'Torah, people, Talmid Chachamim, who are learning Torah, Mafsikin le Kriyashma ve'im Mafsikin le Tefila. They stop, they're learning for Kriyashma, for Zman Kriyashma, but not for Tefila, Mestama, because Kriyashma is Daraisa, Kabbalah Smachu Shemayim. Is that Rashi? Right, because that's Daraisa. But Tefila, perhaps, is not. Again, depends on Machogas, Rambam, and the Ramban. But okay, fine, that's Vayter. Meaning the Zmanim, Rashi says over there, the Zmano d'Oraisa, because so therefore you would stop for Kriyashma, because the Zman Kriyashma is d'Oraisa. Shach b'chav k'mecha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu el kigon Rishon bar Yochai v'chaverov. No, and even that is only for people like Rishon bar Yochai and his friends, his chevre, sheturasun umnasa, that their Torah is their pursuit, that's their profession, that's what they do. Avak kagon anu, but anybody like us, even if you're learning all day, but for us, certainly anu mafsikin the kriyashma l'tefila, we stop for both of them, and that's certainly how we paskin. The Gemara says about Tanya, kishem shem mafsikin the tefila, kachem mafsikin the kriyashma. Just like you don't stop for tefila, you shouldn't stop for kriyashma. So who is that like? If you're telling me that the people who are torosim nosam don't stop. So, and the people who are not Torah Shom Nosam stop for both. So who's this Braisa like? This Braisa says you don't stop for Kriyashma or Tfila. So Gemara says, Kitanya Hibri Ibur Shana. That's by people who are sitting and thinking about Ibur Shana, deliberating whether they need to extend and add a month to the year. And Tosha says, because since that was going to determine when the Chagim are going to be, right, that's a big, big inyan. That's a big problem if that gets pushed off or gets delayed or they mess up. Right? Because think about it. I mean, if you're Koveya Nisan, right, on one day versus another day, so Chametz is Mutter one day and it's an Isser Kares the next day. Right? So that's very, very serious. And therefore, they wouldn't stop even for Kriya Shema Tefila if they were contemplating whether to do a Nibur Shana, a Nibur Yer. Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava, v'chein tanu sabe d'agronia, Amar Rav Yelazar Bar Tzadok, k'shayinu oskem b'ibur shana b'yavne, when they were sitting and actually doing this in Yavne, lo hayinu mafsikin lo l'kriyashma, below the tefila, we wouldn't stop for kriyashma or tefila. My computer is dying. Do you have a charger, Ange? Can you grab a charger? Sorry, guys, one second. It's okay. I'll plug it in over here. It's fine. I'll plug it in over here. Sorry, give me a second. Bear with me. really loses power quickly these days. Oh, it just fell out. Although I actually just I was just using it to give another shiur online. The seminary that I was teaching at, so I was sending all the girls home, and we're doing some Zoom shiurim and stuff. So this is the second shiur I'm giving in the span of an hour. Pretty crazy stuff. Okay, I think we're charged. Yeah. Okay. Right. Sorry. Mishnah. New Mishnah. Lo yetzei hilchos Shabbos. Lo yetzei hachayit b'mechto samach l'chashecha. A tailor should not go out with his machad is a needle. A machad is a needle close to shkia on erev Shabbos. Shem yishkak v'yetzei. Maybe because maybe he will go out. I.e., maybe he will carry the needle in Rosh Hashanah Avim, and obviously that is Osir. V'lo alav l'arbel kul muso, and not a scribe with his quill. V'lo yafla es kelev, and a person is not allowed to delouse, to take lice or bugs or whatever off their garments, off their clothing. Kelev, kelev in this case, scenario is clothes. V'lo yikre l'or aner, and a person is not really allowed to read from the light of a lamp. Again, a lamp back in the day was not electricity. You had oil and you had a wick, and that's issues of mechabe. And okay, fine, but we'll get to it. Be'emes amru achazin roa hechan tinokos korin. Be'emes, really, they said that the chazin is able to see where the kids are reading. And Rashi has two days exactly what that means. One day, which is a bit hard to understand, but if you have a gabbai who's not sure exactly what parsha it is. So you can see what the tinokos are up to, and then they can decide what to read from. And I think the second shot that he brings probably makes much more sense. As someone who's teaching kids how to read, or different Torah, or whatever, so he's allowed to kind of look over their shoulder and make sure they're reading the right thing. Aval hulo yikra, he's not allowed to read the actual words, because he might come to tilt the lamp, etc., etc. Kayotibo, similarly, now this is not similar at all, actually, but the similarity is that there's another halacha that Chazal said shouldn't happen because it's a Shema Yavo, it may come to something else. Lo yochal hazav im azavav im b'nei hergal avera. Azav is not allowed to eat a personal, private meal with a zava because it may lead to more inappropriate things. We're more familiar with that halacha in terms of a nida, but that's the same idea, whether it's d'mei ziva or d'mei nida, but it's the same idea. You shouldn't have a personal, intimate meal, because it may lead to things that are usher. Tanan Hasan, the Gemara says, Tanan Hasan, we know that in a Mishnah. Lo yamod adam b'rishus ha-yachid v'yishtei b'rishus ha-rabim. A person should not stand in rishus ha-yachid and drink in rishus ha-rabim. B'rishus ha-rabim v'yishtei b'rishus ha-yachid, and same thing vice versa. Avalim hichnis rosho v'rubo l'makom shehu shoseh, but if you stick most of your body into that area, it is motor, right? You're not going to forget. Again, what's the concern? Because you may come to transfer the cup or whatever you're holding, whatever you're using to drink, from one rishus to the next. V'chein begat, and so too by a wine press. And the Gemara is explaining what that means in a second. Ibarilu, we asked a question. Carmelis mai, but what about a carmelis? Is a person allowed to stand in a carmelis and drink in rishus yochid / rishus rabin, or no? So Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Hihi." It's the same halacha that it's usher. Rava Amar he goof exera. Rava says, "No. A carmelis itself is exera. Right? That you're not allowed to carry it within a carmelis or go from a carmelis to shus rechad or shus rabin, etc. Veinam nikam v'nigzor exera l'exera. We're not going to make exera to protect exera. Meaning, if the starting point is din d'oraisa, you can make exera on that. But we don't make exeras on top of exeras." Amar Abaye, Minah Minallah. Abaye says, how do you know my halacha, meaning that it's the same, that he, that it's still usher? Tekatani v'chein begat. Because the end of the Brisa said, the same thing applies by a wine press. Again, back in the day, they used to press grapes to create wine. Right, for sure, you've seen in the archaeological stuff and whatever. So Gemara says, my God, what's this example of a wine press? Irushes ayachid, if it's Irushes ayachid, it's a tanina. We already taught, we mentioned that already. Irushes arabim tanina, or if it's Irushes arabim, so we also mentioned to it. So El Olav Carmelis must be an example of a Carmelis, and we see that it's still also because it said, V'chein begat. Rava Amar, Rava says no. V'chim legat l'inin meiser. Rava says when it says v'chim legat, so to buy a wine press, it has nothing to do with hotzah whatsoever. It says it has to do with meiser. What's meiser? V'chim amar Rav Sheshes. We're going to explain this second. V'chim amar Rav Sheshes. V'chim begat l'inin meiser. Rav Sheshes also held that this whole thing has nothing to do with Shabbos. Has to do with meiser. Again, what's the halacha that you're not allowed to lean in and drink from it? The time, because we learned in a brisa, in a Mishnah, sorry, shosen alagat bein alachamin bein alatznon upater. You're allowed to drink, kind of lean over the wine press and drink, whether it's with warm water or cold water. You used to know they used to have to dilute the wine that they were drinking, and cold water, the maisa would not ruin the wine, but warm water, hot water, if you didn't drink it right away. So that would cause the wine to deteriorate over the few days, and you couldn't pour it back in. Now, why is that important? Because the halachas of meiser only take effect when the item is complete. It was completely processed. So when the wine is still in the wine press, it is not completely processed, Rashi explains, until you, I think there was a next step, you put it into a pit or some sort of storage area afterwards. So if you drank the wine that was in the wine press, so it's not chayiv, in meiser, unless you drank it in a kavua way. If you drank it in an arai type of manner, and kind of like just kind of taking a cup and scooping it and drinking quickly, so then you're not chayv in meiser. Once you made a kavua drinking of it, you made some sort of permanent type of serious drinking, then already would be chayv in meiser. So the cold water, well, you'll see in a second, the difference between the cold and hot is that the cold water would not ruin the wine if you poured it back into the wine press. The hot water would. But according to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what type of water you used, right? Even though the wine is diluted, you know, with either hot or cold, that's still called an arai type of drinking. And again, you're drinking over the wine press. It's like you're sipping from a water fountain. It's not like a kavua thing. Once you take the wine out of the wine press, so that's already more kavua, then you'd be chayv meiser. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzedek Mechayev. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzedek says you're chayev for what's it called? For meiser, regardless, because once you dilute it, so that's considered a kavua that you're drinking. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say Al Chamim Chayev Al Tznon Pater, and that's Tznon, not Tznon. Tznon is a radish, but Al Tznon Pater. For warm water, you're going to be Chayev for Meiser, like I said before, because that's already a more Kavuadik drinking. And for cold, so you're not going to be Chayev in Meiser. Smipnishu Maxir Zamosar, because you're able to pour the wine back into the wine press. Okay, so that's how Rava gets out of Vachin Begat, and he can learn that. You know, that you would not be chayiv for drinking in a karmelis if you were standing in either Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. Right? Abaye explains v'chein begat is referring to a karmelis, meaning that it's usher. And Rava explains, like Rosh Hashanah, that no, that's talking about maestros. It's not talking about itself whatsoever. Tanan, we learned the mission again. Now, we said before, machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether we use gzeiras to be gozer on a delraisa only, or we can be even gozer on a derabanan, right? According to Abaye, we can be gozer on a derabanan, right? You can be aser drinking from Rosh Hashanah into a karmelis, even though karmelis in itself is a derabanan, because you may come to right to take the cup and move it to Rosh Hashanah. And Rava said, no, in nikom v'nigzer gzera l'gzera, you don't make a gzera on a din derabanan. Question is like this, though. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah that we just quoted. A tailor is not allowed to go out with his needle, right? Because he may forget and carry a daladam shusarabim or nershus or shows whatever. My love to tachuba lo bebigdo. Is it not a case where it's kind of like stuck in his clothing, meaning he pins it to his clothing, and that would be not the normal way of carrying. That would be a dindirabana. Yet we see that we still are going to be gozer that he shouldn't go out in public, because he might violate a din derabanan. So Gemara says, "Lo, the nakadli biyode." No, really, he's carrying it in his hand. Just to be clear, the malachos that are daraisa are only chayiv bedarka if you do it in the normal way of normally doing it. Right? Just to read Rashi, my love, the tchuba bebigdo she ain derech hotzavakach. Excuse me, the malach has to be done bederech that they used to do it in the Mishkan, the normal way of doing it. If you're carrying something, but it's not in your hands, so it could be very well that that's a din derabanan. And that's what they're saying here. If the pin was stuck into his clothing, so that would be a din derabanan. And I, and the Talmud, you make me exeris. The Gemara says, no, no, no. The case here is where he's holding it in his hand, so it's not a proof against Rava. Tashma, let's learn proof. Lo yetze achayit b'mechto, hatchubu lo b'bigdo. So the Brisa says, a different Brisa says that a tailor is not allowed to go with his needle kind of pinned on his clothing. It's Gemara, my live Erev Shabbos, is that not talking about Erev Shabbos? And that's clearly that Gzeira on Gzeira, right? Again, you're talking about Hatzah d'Rabbanan, and you're telling me he shouldn't go out, so it seems to be on Erev Shabbos. Gemara says, lo, kitanya ha'ibis Shabbos. That's talking about on Shabbos Mamish. And this is even another proof. A different price is lo yetze achay b'mechto d'chuba b'digdo b'erev Shabbos im chashecha. So here you have it beferish. The price says that a tailor should not go out on erev Shabbos with the needle pinned onto his clothing, i.e., doing a hotzah and a derabanan situation. You see that we are making exera on a hotzah derabanan. So apparently you can make exera on exera. So Gemara says no. How many Rabbi Yehuda? That Bryce says the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Uman Derech Umnaso Chayev. That yeah, usually hotzah, if you do it in a strange way, in a not normal, if it's not derech hotzah, it's not going to be a deraisa. But if you're an uman, if you're a professional, and you take out your kalim in the way that a professional usually uses them, or usually holds them, I would imagine the tailor usually has these pins here, available, easy, right, on the inside of his jacket, or whatever it is, so he could use it quickly, that's derech umnaso, if that's the way of the profession, and then you're going to be chayav, that is a d'oraisa, so now the gzeira is not on the d'rabanan, because according to Rav Yehuda, that's it, the tailor is chayav midaraisa for going out with the pin attached to his clothing, because that's derech umnaso. The tanya, like we learned in the Baisa, lo yetze achayav b'mechto, hatchu v'lo b'bigdo. A tailor is not allowed to go out with his needle sewn into, pinned down on his clothing. V'lo nagar b'kisim sheba ozno. And a carpenter can't go out with his kisim. A kisim is a wood chip, but it means here that... Where's that Rashi? Yeah, that basically they used to have like a it's almost like a ruler type thing where he used to have a flat piece of wood where he could measure stuff. So he would keep that behind his ear. Flo sorek b'mashicha, and not a weaver with mashicha ba'ozno, used to have like a kind of type of a comb to kind of fluff up. It's not a weaver, I guess it's someone who works with sheep's wool that would kind of fluff up the wool as he was using it. V'lo gardi b'ira, and now this one is a weaver. A weaver is not allowed to go with. Not sure exactly what an ira translates as, but one of the Rashi writes hutzemer otzemer gefen shesh sosim bo piakane. When we get the malachas of weaving, I'm going to have a really hard time. I have no idea what that stuff's talking about. There's a whole loom, and there's a couple. I know words, but I don't know what it means. there's a tube, and there's a spool, and I'm going to need some pictures. But anyway, a weaver is not allowed to go out with this utensil that he uses to kind of weave clothing. V'lot seva b'dugmashe b'tzavaro, and not a tzoveya, someone who dyes clothing, D-Y-E. With a dugma, with an example, right? People go out, they're doing home remodeling, they have that color swatch thing, right, that comes out of their purse, and you look at all the different colors of the rainbow times a million. So back in the day, they would also have that, except it would just be a piece of wool with all the possibilities. So he shouldn't go out with that on Erev Shabbos. V'lo shulchani b'dinar shav ozno, and a money changer shouldn't go out with money behind his ear. And if they do go out, it's din derabanan, it's asr mi derabanan according to Rabbi Meir, because again, it's not derech hotzah b'kach, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, uman derech umnaso chayev. If any of these people, these professionals, go out in the way that the professionals carry these items, then they're going to be chayev. Ushar kol adam pater. But for me and you, who do not do these things, then everybody is going to be pater. Okay. I think we're going to stop here because the next topic goes really on to the next Amud. Yeah, I think we're going to stop here. Yeah, let's call it here and we'll go back to tomorrow. That's a show. All right, have a great night, everybody. Call it too.